Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of bbfohio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to our current events update, and then our study in Micah chapter 6, verses 9 through 15, titled, "And Ye Walk in Their Counsels." The conclusion of this two-part message can be found at bbfohio.com. As we now begin, this is part 1 of 2.
The current events update. Israel at war, May 1st, 2024. My brother is somewhere out in the sticks of West Virginia enjoying his birthday today. I'll still say happy birthday, brother. Jenny and I sang to him. I won't tell you how old he is, but this year I'll be turning 55, and he's almost 4 years younger than me. So do the math. Day 204. 133 hostages, 36 deceased as far as we know. Netanyahu tells Blinken. It sounds like you just try not to cuss when you say his name. Netanyahu tells Blinken he will not agree to end the war on Hamas as part of the hostage deal. They're trying to pressure him to tell Hamas, hey guys, if you just go along with this and give us our hostages, then we'll just call this whole thing off. And I think when Netanyahu said we're going to kill them all, he meant it. And no, he didn't mean all. He didn't mean all Palestinians, but he could kill 80% of them and he would be killing the Hamas people. That's the truth. They're going after the, not just the leaders, but the people they know that are part of the militant wing. But Netanyahu says Rafah offensive will go ahead with or without the hostage deal. And so that's, did you say right answer? That's right answer. That's right. The protesters have the goal of hurting Israel's economy. They're not just protesting the war. They want to damage Israel, and that their economy is the main thing they're after. Brown University, as all these other Ivy League schools, were started by good Christian people, and now Satan controls them. Brown became the first U.S. university to consider divesting from Israel. Now, hopefully they're just playing along and they're going to have a meeting and then they won't do it, but who knows? Five students will be invited to meet with five members of the corporation of Brown University in May to present their arguments to divest Brown's endowment from, quote, companies enabling and profiting from the genocide in Gaza, end quote. So right there, they should call it off because they used the wrong word. It's war, not genocide. Just a fact. Meanwhile, the pushback against protesters continues. This is great. They had to put the, I believe this is UNC Chapel Hill, and they had put up the Palestinian flag, and the chancellor of the school saw fit that the Palestinian flag was taken down, and they put the American flag back up. Now, it's funny, too, they didn't show it in this clip, but in another clip, when they took the Palestinian flag down, they just threw it on the ground. Now, this guy explains the student protesters. Of course, we know that a lot of them aren't students, but of those who are students, this guy explains.
The majority of these college students honestly know exactly what they're protesting for.
The majority of these college students are here on a government loan. They are studying something unbelievably stupid. They are basically being built for money. They have no idea. It's the next cool thing to do. The average person, I think, at these protests is the kid that isn't cool or good looking enough to be invited to a house party. So because they're not invited to a house party, they make their own, which is out here, which is why what happens when they summon these people with a flyer, 10,000 of them show up. These are 10,000 people with nowhere else to be.
And I don't have a bunch. There's several clips, though, where they interview these kids, and they have no idea why they're even there. Here's an example of a couple of them.
Hi, everyone. We are live on YouTube with Columbia Yosemite News, where everyone is welcome. LGBTQH.
H.
Hamas.
Yeah, I totally see Hamas. Yeah. It's so trending right now.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Do you know why it's true? Because it rhymes. Just look at all this toxic Zionist propaganda. Kidnapping Gaza. Does this look like Gaza to you?
Yeah, but I have no idea what Gaza looks like.
And they're smiling. Do hostages smile? Zionist liars.
Totally sus.
Do they think we're stupid?
Stupid? I major in queer post-colonial astrology. Ew. Jews make the world dirty. Yeah. And no, I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm racist fluid.
Exactly. And now for a little break from all this activism, we want to say hello to our BFF.
Bestie freedom fighter.
Abu Fatwa in Gaza. Salam alaikum.
Alaykum assalam, and inshallah, Allah will kill you all infidels.
Thank you so much for joining us. Love the headpiece, the all oppression chic. Very drip.
Mr. Fatwa, how are you? Are you safe?
Oh yes, I'm safe. I'm in a tunnel under the Gaza hospital. Oh. Above me, I have Allah and 2 million civilians protecting me.
Community is so important these days.
Do you need like humanitarian aid, food? Fuel, medicine?
It's okay, I have everything. I'm only hungry for rockets.
As long as it's organic.
Yeah.
I wish I just could be there with you.
You can. You can come to Gaza anytime and we will throw you from the roof, you homosexual dirt.
Do you hear? Bro, wanna throw me a rooftop party?
They are so welcoming and inclusive.
So, shukran. And you are also very welcome to come here to America.
We will come. First we finish with Israel. And America is next.
Great! So, I guess we'll see you soon.
Yes, it would be a blast.
Can't wait, it'll be so multicultural.
Ya Allah, you are so stupid.
Thank you so much, Abu. We love you.
I won't even bother killing you. It's a waste of bullets.
Good vibes only.
It's better you just kill yourself.
Okay, bye.
Die.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be just free. Yeah, that sounds better.
It is better.
That was from Israeli TV, but that was, they hit the nail on the head right there. And this lady explains the fact that these are not anti-war student protests.
You see this? Are you paying attention? This is the Associated Press once again telling Americans how we should think. Anti-war protests? Responding to war with violence and destruction is supposed to represent some sort of injustice in Gaza? Instead of trying to feed a narrative, Associated Press, report the facts. These are not anti-war. These are pro-terrorist, anti-Jewish, anti-American protests. At Columbia University, you have pro-Hamas, pro-Jihad supporters breaking glass doors, taking over a building and hanging up a Palestinian flag. Nothing anti-war about this. Let's be honest with Americans, Associated Press. Countries like Qatar have sown seeds of discord in American colleges for decades. Billions of dollars in funding. What did you think would happen? Administrators, professors have become anti-American, spreading the ideology in the minds of students. So here we are. No, these are not anti-war protests. These are pro-terrorists, anti-American, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish, nihilistic, and designed to tear down American institutions.
Amen. I just want to suggest the following chant in response for any pro-Israel protesters, counter-protesters, and that is, you can chant, you can lie, but this is war, not genocide. They should be chanting that, because that's one of the war of propaganda is being fought over those two words, war and genocide. And we stand with Israel. Amen. Amen. Number two, symptoms of the crumbling foundation due to religious apostasy in America. This is an address at the United Methodist General Conference taking place this week.
Today we are hypocrites if we celebrate resiliency without acknowledging that the church has been complicit in supporting a pedagogy of patriarchy that fuels a hermeneutic of hubris while too often refusing to dismantle systems of domination. until we stop insinuating that there is something wrong with individuals who are gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, or queer, we are complicit in their harm.
She is full of the spirit of Antichrist. I don't care what your sin is. I'm to tell you it's a sin. She doesn't love homosexuals. She is content for them to die in their sin and go to hell. That's the truth. Now, Tucker Carlson and Megan Basham, they talk about a guy named Russell Moore. Now, this was one of the former leaders of the so-called ethics board. They have a long title for it, in the Southern Baptist Convention. He now is the editor-in-chief of Christianity Today, which is should be called Apostasy Today.
Amen.
And he has been against the MAGA movement from the very beginning. He sides constantly with the sodomites and the leftists all the time. He's taking money, they'll talk about here, from the Soros and Rockefeller front groups. That's where he gets his money. So that's what they're talking about.
But here. Russell Moore is himself a political leader, and he does, it seems from my outsider's perspective, very much like he is paid to subvert American traditional Christianity on behalf of the Democratic Party. He seems like he's betraying his fellow Christians for money.
He went and became the editor-in-chief at Christianity Today. They have launched a curriculum that is a political Bible study to help Christians reframe their political identity. It's funded by people like the Rockefellers. They fund a lot of left-wing things like abortion and quote-unquote gender-affirming care for minors and youth. When you look at this, you go, here you have guys like Russell Moore, David French, who are taking money from hard-left secular foundations to push their political curriculum into churches, onto Christian campuses. This is explicitly political lobbying. There's just a huge irony there, or we might call it hypocrisy and Phariseeism.
That's it. So you have the Methodists, that's Southern Baptists, and here's what most Pentecostals and Charismatics are being taught. You could put any one of their preachers up here, but this is a lady named Kimberly Jones.
I walked in today with this kimono on. My son said, you can't wear that. I said, why? He said, you already got hated on This Week Enough. I said, let me wear it. Can't nobody stop me. But who? Hi? Not your wife, not your husband, not your boss, not your mama, not your daddy, not no disease, not no infirmity. You gotta keep moving in the season. Because I've been prophesying to you all month that you are a kingdom millionaire. Our scripture at this church is Amos 9:13. What does it say? Where's the rest of y'all? Surely y'all know this scripture. I brainwashed you with it. Listen to me. It won't be long now. God's decree said things are about to happen so fast. My head is about to spin. Blessing upon blessing. I won't be able to keep up. So when they decline my loan, when they don't give me the job, when they don't give me a raise, I know that he's got something better for me. Ah, it's hard to rejoice when you ain't seeing it yet. But if you can start dancing, I'm talking when you get home, you get you some socks, put them on your feet, turn on Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, and slide around your house. Let the devil know I'm back today and what God is about to do in my life. I will not walk into October the same. Ah, listen to this.
I'm telling you. You have friends, you have neighbors, you have relatives, you have coworkers, whoever, who go to Pentecostal, charismatic churches, and that's what they call preaching. They don't learn a lick of Bible. They hear the same thing in different, they use whatever Bible verse they want to, and that's what they, and it's all about their real God of the Pentecostal, charismatic, word faith churches is mammon. That's all they talk about. And only God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Bible and all that's just a means to an end of getting more money. She's prophesying over everybody in her church. You are a kingdom millionaire. And so forth and so on. Look at that thing she's wearing. I don't know if you can see what that is?
A dollar.
It's $100. But She wouldn't dare wear a dollar. It had to be at least 100. How much you think it's called a money kimono? How much you think one of those costs? If you're interested, it's only $1,175. That's what she's wearing. But I'll guarantee you, she's spending money on everything and anything, and that's why she preaches what she does. Because they sucker the suckers, and they tell them, if you give me not a tithe, we're talking probably some of these people are giving 50% of their income. And the more you give with that seed faith offering. I watched a little bit of this clip. She does that the whole time she's preaching. And ye walk in their counsels. Micah 6, beginning verse 9. We're going to complete chapter 6. Lord willing, and the church don't rise. If the church does rise, we won't care. With the Lord rebuking Israel for the fact that they don't walk in His counsel, but says to them, ye walk in their counsels. That's how the gist, we'll come to the end here. But we're going to read from verses 9 through 16. I'll begin in verse 9. You join me in the even verses. The Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the scant measure that is abominable? Shall I count them pure with the wicked balances, and with the bag of deceitful weights? For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore also will I make thee sick in smiting thee, in making thee desolate because of thy sins. Thou shalt eat, but not be satisfied, and thy casting down shall be in the midst of thee, and thou shalt take hold, but shalt not deliver. And that which thou deliverest will I give up to the sword. Thou shalt sow, but thou shalt not reap. Thou shalt tread the olives, but thou shalt not anoint thee with oil, and sweet wine, but shalt not drink wine. For the statutes of Omri are kept, and all the works of the house of Ahab, and ye walk in their counsels, that I should make thee a desolation, and the inhabitants thereof an hissing. Therefore ye shall bear the reproach of my people. Amen. So Micah lays out the situation in Israel in his day with the conditions in verses 9 through 12, the consequences in 13 through 15, and then he'll talk about the causes in verse 16. The religio-political and socio-economic situation is dismal in Northern Kingdom, 710 BC. That's when this is taking place, about thereabouts. Religio-political. In Israel, it was a church state. In America, we have a separation between church and state. It's not what the liberals make it out to be. In America, it means that we don't have a state church. That's all it means. The Congress will pass no law establishing religion. That's the founders made it clear what they meant by that. If you go to England, the Anglican Church is the state church. You pay taxes to support that church. In America, no tax money goes to any church, because we don't have a state church. In other countries, like in Russia, you used to have the Russian Orthodox Church under the czars, and money went to support the Russian Orthodox Church, and it's that way still in several other countries. Contrary to what you might be told by the news media and the schools and everything, there's one main group that's responsible for that separation between church and state. It's the Baptists.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I believe it was John Quincy Adams. It was one of the early founders. He wrote a book where he actually talked about how the Baptists, he went beyond just the issue of this matter. He said the Baptists were the closest thing to biblical Christians on the planet. And that's why I tell everybody, we're Baptist in practice. The reason why we don't use the name is because most Baptists aren't Baptists anymore. And I got tired of, we used the name for a few years, and I got tired of dealing with these people who'd come to visit us and want us to be like this or Baptist group they came from. So we just went with, what are we? We're Bible Believers Who Fellowship. That's how we got the name. And since then, it was amazing. Since then, no one's come here expecting us to be like something out of, you know, Jack Hiles or, you know, Tennessee Temple when it was around, and, you know, all these different cliques and groups, but also the Southern Baptists, the American Baptists, and all these other groups, General Baptists. Now they just come knowing that we're a bunch of crazy King James Bible thumpers, and that's what we wanted to do. And then the socioeconomic doesn't, I don't think it needs a lot of explanation, but there's the social and societal and economic things that they call it socioeconomic because they go kind of hand in hand. They link in a lot of ways. And so that's where you'll hear people assess things in those terms. But these are the conditions. And verses 9 through 12, beginning of verse 9, it says, "The Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name." You may not think of yourself as a wise man or wise woman, but if you're a saved believer in Jesus Christ, you're a lot wiser than those who aren't. Amen. What kind of a wise man chooses to go to hell? Of course, it's nothing, and I don't think anybody in this room has this problem. It's nothing to be proud of. I hate when I see shirts and things that say, "Proud Christian," "Proud to be a Christian." That's just the wrong sentiment. We're not ashamed, but you can be not ashamed and not be proud as well. We're told over and over, humble yourself, and we're to walk in humility. That's the opposite of pride. So, but we are, in the eyes of God, he says right here that the wise or the man of wisdom shall see thy name. He says, "Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it?" Now, the rod, that's the judgment of Messiah, the rod, who is, by the way, the Word, and in our text, the voice of the Lord, where it says, the Lord's voice. This whole book, you got a book that you got a Bible that has the words of Jesus in red. Mm-hmm. I'm as guilty as anybody. They'll say those are the words of Jesus. Well, the whole book is the words of Jesus. Amen. Even when they're quoting Satan in here, those are the words that Jesus wanted us to know. Amen. So the whole book is Jesus is the author. Of course, God the Father used the Son through His Spirit, that's the Trinity, gave us this book. And the words in red, you have to kind of train yourself to think, those are the words that Jesus spoke during His incarnation while He was walking the earth. But the whole book came from Jesus. Amen. Now, about this rod, Isaiah 11:1, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." The rod is demonstrated in the judgments of God, but the rod is the Word of God. When God does judge someone, let's just use an example, in the book of Revelation, there'll be the great earthquakes. Worse than anything humankind has ever experienced, it'll happen when God says it's going to happen. And how does He say it? Well, the seals, they break the seals, and there's a message. You open up, and that's the words of God. And then the angel will speak the words of God, and it happens. See how that works? And so we know that's a reference to Jesus. Stem of Jesse. Who's Jesse? That's David. King David's father. And then we learn about him first in the last chapter of Ruth. It's We'll come to that in a future study. And then a branch, and we'll see that in Zechariah. Then in Psalm 2:9, thou shalt break them with a rod. So see, it's how Jesus is Jesus, but he's called the Word, and he has his Word. It's all just so interconnected. I think it was Frank and Tino in our MeWe group that talked about how there is a passage, I think he was in Genesis, but he was talking about how, it was in Genesis, and it was how the Word of the Lord came to Abraham and said, think of that. It just doesn't say the Lord came and said. It says the Word of the Lord came and said. Well, who's the Word of the Lord? And so they're so close. That's what we get accused of being bibliolaters. And they say, you worship that book. I have never bowed to this book. I've never prayed to this book. But the funny thing is how close the Word itself puts itself with Jesus.